when the M23 rebels entered Goma, a very large number of people, we think an estimated 129,000, were displaced. And a lot of them fled into public buildings such as schools and other places of safety, basically to get away from the fighting or what they thought would be a very insecure situation. What has happened now is that the M23 rebels have withdrawn. IOM and other humanitarian agencies are now moving in as the security situation improves to encourage these people to move into alternative shelter.
Yes, can you tell us a little bit more about the shelters? I understand you all will be setting up emergency shelters.
These emergency shelters are really the tip of the iceberg. We're going to be providing shelter for roughly 800 people with a donation provided by the Swiss Development and Cooperation Agency, SDC. This will allow people essentially to move out of schools, to allow the community to get back to some sort of semblance of normality, particularly the kids, of course. And experience has shown that the best way to restore normality in post-conflict situations for children is to get them back into school.
Also, I see with the assistance of other humanitarian agencies, the IOM is working to address these spontaneous sites where people who are fleeing violence just settle where they just end up. What is the three-axis strategy to try to counteract these spontaneous sites?
IOM has essentially been pursuing a strategy that was actually formalized by the 149 IOM member states at their council meeting last month in November. If you like, it's a sort of framework to cope with displacement in crisis situations. The strategy really consists of three parts. The first is information gathering and mapping of how many people are displaced, where they are, and what they need. And the second part of it is how to coordinate the work of the different humanitarian agencies trying to help people in different spontaneous displacement sites, and the host communities where, of course, a lot of these people have fled. And the third part of the strategy is essentially to strengthen the resilience of these displaced people and the communities so that if the situation deteriorates in future, they'll be better equipped to deal with it.
What are some of the things that are going to have to happen for this to be successful?
The first step, of course, is to get donor funding. And we hope that this initial seed funding from Switzerland will actually encourage other donors to step forward. And we're reasonably confident that other donors will step forward. And in the meantime, the first leg of the strategy, the information gathering and mapping of the displaced populations, is going ahead. And IOM has actually already been monitoring this crisis since it began when M23 entered Goma. And from its existing offices in and around Goma, it has been trying to build up some sort of picture of how many people there are in which locations, which spontaneous IDP camps, and what their needs are. And it's been sharing this information with other humanitarian agencies, and of course with the local authorities.
Since the M23 rebels have left the city of Goma, are people returning back to Goma?
It appears that they are, yes. I think what we're hearing is that there has been a marked improvement in the security situation. As you know, a very large number of police have been drafted in, essentially to restore order. And we are fairly comfortable now with drafting in additional staff, essentially to help these very large numbers of displaced people.